It's Lissa, and I'm talking to Robbie Carnegie, the marketing manager of Buxton Book Weekend, part of Buxton International Festival. Well, Robbie, we were last talking about Friday's lineup on the 24th of November. Saturday, and an incredible range of speakers. Tell us who you've got speaking.
Well, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a busy day with Vince Cable, who has come initially to talk about he's written a novel. It's his first novel. And I think he was writing that at the time when he wasn't an MP anymore and he was kind of retired. But of course, since the time he wrote that and since we booked him for this, he's now returned to frontline politics and he's now the leader of the Liberal Democrats. So his profile has kind of changed somewhat and he's moved into a different area. So obviously he's talking about his new book, but he's also, now that he's party leader again, obviously going to be much more engaged also in the kind of political world that we're in now. And I think that obviously we get a lot of interesting insights into that.
Yeah, I saw him at, I think it was last summer, and he just packed out the whole Opera House. He was a really engaging speaker. Who else have you got up? Because it's a real mix, isn't it?
Yeah, well, following him, we've got Timothy Bentinck, who some of you may not know the name, but you would know the person that he plays. For 35 years now, he's played the part of David Archer in The Archers. So sort of going from being a callow youth to being the sort of patriarch of the Archer's farming family on Radio 4. And again, it's a man with an interesting life. He's actually the Earl of Portland, as well as being an actor. He inherited this title from a distant relation, doesn't actually have any land or estate or anything like that. So he still has to work for a living. But as obviously the thing with the... with any radio drama is that idea of what goes on, how it actually takes place, and sort of you obviously be letting a lot of light into how that works.
Lovely behind the scenes. I have actually met him, and it really upset me because he didn't look like my David Archer in my head. But he said, "Don't worry, I'd forget him." So if you go and see him, don't worry, he will disappear, and then your David Archer will.
He
come
may
back
be
to you.
Exactly what you imagine.
Yeah,
though,
that is true, and. Big name, Jeremy Vine, Radio 2's Jeremy Vine coming.
We have got Jeremy Vine in the evening talking about, basically, about over the time he's been on the radio, he's I think it's something like 20,000 calls that he's taken over the time. And what he's very much looking at is how those calls have kind of been reflected in the way that the political world has changed over the last few years, where I think to some extent some of the sort of opinions that were perhaps being put across were kind of a bit kind of ignored and a bit sort of patronised, let's say, that actually, because looking at Brexit or looking at Donald Trump in America, that in a way that people have now, it's a different sort of, people have got their hands on the levers of power, and I think that's very much what he's sort of putting across in his book. He's also, I think, got a lot of great anecdotes from just completely mad things that he's talked about over the time, and also from his time in Strictly as well.
And Simon Heffer and Alison Weir, what are they talking about?
Well, two sort of well-known historians. Alison Weir is talking about the queens that came across with the Norman Conquest and the sort of following 100 years from that. These very sort of formidable women who kind of took control of England during that period. And Simon Heffer's looking at the sort of 30 years before the First World War, which he calls the Age of Decadence, a sort of time when, sort of at the end of the Victorian era, but a great time of great change in Britain and leading up to that period.
And then the Crime Writers' Lunch on Sunday.
Yes, we've got the Crime Writers' Lunch at the Old Hall Hotel on Sunday with Val McDermott, the best-selling writer, Denise Miner, who's a very much award-winning Glaswegian crime writer, and Sarah Ward, who comes from this area.
She does. We've interviewed her about her trilogy of books. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I can't wait to see some of those talks. And tickets from the website?
Yes, tickets from the Buxton Festival website or from the box office on 01298 721 90.